I read it from a reputable green team site. This is from the CelticsBlog.com, right, Murray?
Correct.
Okay. Bobby Manning wrote this the other day, and it was just a survey of the players that came out of the third lottery position. Not the third pick, but the teams that started with the third lottery position and what happened. He said,
This is Cousin Anthony. Welcome to the Bobcast.
I'm going to bomb this.
So that's where I got it from, Dave, just by the way.
It's Tuesday, so you know what that means. It's the Bobcast with Lindo Zay. Noel Corleone is here. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Vietnam.
So we're live from Peabody, where I'm in a beautiful new office right now. You can't see it, but I'll describe it to you. I got a nice second computer screen here, which I'm going to use to bring in a lot of facts and analysis. And I have a lamp, which is why I look so bright compared to the shadow over there in the dark clubhouse, and then a nice window in front of me. So we are looking good on this end. Zay, you just had an interview, which is why we're late and abbreviated today. How'd that go?
I think we're late because you didn't wake up. I think that's the prior missed commitment. But my interview went well. I will now be a sandwich artist at Subway alongside my actual research internship. So come request sandwich artist Isaiah at Syracuse University's own Subway.
This guy's the biggest spin artist that he was able to spin a Subway job like that.
The guy was trying to get me to quit a real internship. He was like, are you sure you don't want like more shifts? I was like, how about you fuck off? Like, no.
They're always going to try to convince you that more shifts, all your time being given away, is a good thing, which is, I don't know how they do it, but they always try to put the most convincing argument on that spending all your time is the right thing for you to do at a minimum wage job, no less.
Yeah, literally. Are you sure you don't want to work all day?
I'm in this group chat in my city, Peabody, here, about 20 minutes from Boston, and it's just the most ridiculous small town pettiness ever up and down this group on Facebook. It's pretty much the mix of like neighbor discourse, which I'm sure you're aware of coming from New Connecticut. You're not quite the New Yorker, but it's neighbor discourse mixed with the nonsense of Facebook and just the relentless witness with which people come at each other. So this group is just people complaining about leaves next to fences. And potholes, of course, are a big issue in there. But then all of a sudden, yesterday, I'm looking through this group, and they're starting an email controversy, like a Hillary Clinton email controversy with like one of the city representatives. They were furious that he was using like a Microsoft email, personal email for his city business instead of a city email. And he's firing back at everyone saying he doesn't want to change. He wants the conveniency of his own email, and everyone's trying to bring him down, and they're bringing out like these public discourse laws and everything else. It was just a massive controversy in Peabody this week.
Let's go Hillary Clinton, am I right? I'm still with her.
Isn't that crazy that the national discourse has just brought something like that email controversy all the way down to a small city where these people are legitimately angry that this like city guy who probably represents 15 blocks of the city in Massachusetts is using his own email to communicate with people. He probably knows every single person he represents personally.
Nah, lock him up. Lock him up.
So that's what's going on in Peabody. How's Syracuse this time of year? Because I'm not going to be back there until January, as you know.
Wow, I guess you can't await the snow. It's raining, so the usually dark city of Syracuse is even a little bit darker today.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, you don't get the sun that I do through this window in front of me.
Yeah, no, it's bothersome. And it's been hot, so you'd think it would be all right for it to cool down a little bit. But it's actually worse. I didn't realize I hated rain until I've like been at college.
All right, no more weather talk. What's actually going on there?
Oh, not much at all. I've been literally just watching. Have you been watching TBT? The basketball tournament?
Yeah, Boeheim's Army. Woo!
Boeheim's Army. That's all that's been going on in Syracuse news at all. For real, like the fact that John Gillen's actually bringing a team to some wins. Pretty incredible.
He's hit 14 of 15 shots in the tournament, which is unbelievable. It's also crazy that he was playing for the team 2 years ago, and now he's on, like, the old man's team.
Yeah, literally. I mean, he's on a D-League team.
Yeah, he is.
He's on some team.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have a tough time with that height, though, making the league. You know, one thing I saw up that's happening in Syracuse is, you know, that big apartment complex they're building over there on Marshall Street?
One that won't be ready, and they displaced, like, 80 residents?
Not only did they displace 80 residents, they asked if they were going to pay for their temporary housing, and they were like, we're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah, the woman couldn't be reached for comment. Like, all right, douchebag. Fuck off. Literally was, like, refusing comment despite you fucking up. They were like, yeah, weather concerns and some utility. So I was like, dude, fuck off the marshal.
No one's going to help them either. You know, the government's not going to step in or anything like that. They're just going to let this company that stepped in, destroyed Chuck's, destroyed all those favorite businesses of ours. Funkin' Waffles is gone. They're going to let them step in there, pull in all that money because it's all going to taxes. And then when the people get screwed because of this endeavor that this company's gone on, they're not going to get any help whatsoever. I mean, where are these 80 people going to go?
Literally for like weeks, where are they gonna? I have no idea. And you know, I'm pretty sure Boeheim's an investor in this shit. Someone should go to his office and be like, Boeheim, what are you gonna do about this?
Is he gonna house them in the Mello Center?
Literally, the highest paid Syracuse employee, right? Yep. I think $2 million. Yeah, what are you gonna do about this, Boeheim?
He's gonna have. It's gonna be like the shelter they had at the Superdome in 2005 in the Mello Center.
Oh my
just
god!
Gonna be beds and beds and beds in the Mello Center.
Carrier Dome gonna be full.
That's what's going on in Syracuse. You know, you're all caught up in Peabody. How about those Yankees last night? Did you see how that game ended?
Don't even talk to me about that.
When you put in your bio that the Yankees are gonna win by the end of the decade, it's a problem when they're 6 games back of the Red Sox and they're gonna be playing a 1-game elimination game.
Okay, well, we saw how that worked out last season pretty well. But I think they need to look to the bullpen. I think that's the first concern that they have. Not just, you know, Gary, like, Sanchez messing up, but...
Was he not trying, or is he really that slow? That's the question.
Honestly, dude, I have no idea. It was just... No Yankees talk today. Like, they're literally making me... Because how is this team that's, like, in wild card place better than, I think, pretty much all NL teams besides,
it's
like,
it's going to be a 100-win wild card team.
Literally, like, the most absurd thing I've ever... Like, just good enough to not be good enough. They're annoying to see. And a guy who goes to so many Yankee games a season... I haven't been able to this year because I've been in Syracuse for the summer. But a guy who goes to at least, you know, 5-plus Yankee games a season, they make me sad. They're spending all this money. They're bringing up, you know, everybody was talking about Machado hype. That's gone. And we're just ignoring, like, a bullpen that, like, just has some starlets and unreliable others. I don't know, man. Yankees get me tired.
This is what's awesome about baseball and why I love it, and I'm sure you love it too, is you watch for 8 innings and it's just a snooze fest. You're watching for 3.5 hours and nothing's going on. And out of the blue, to end the game for the 27th out, a play I've never seen anything like. They try to go to second base for the force out to end the game. The guy slides in because they were too casual going to second base. And all of a sudden, he just zips it to first because the guy's dragging his ass down the first baseline thinking they already lost. I've never seen anything like that. And you're always going to have a chance to see something you've never seen before watching a game, which is still a great part about the sport.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to have the same postseason miracles that we had last year, but... Hopefully they just strengthen before the season ends so that we don't have to worry about it. But
this is amazing, too, because last time Red Sox and Yankees faced, I was there up at Yankee Stadium in the upper deck, and these Yankees fans have really gotten audacious. They had won a game before that. They were about to win the third game in the series to take the lead in the division back then, which is now long gone. And they're talking so much trash to the people in the Ortiz jerseys down below. The East gets one word out, and they cut them right off. And Price has just given up launch after launch to right field. But this is a year in such that the Red Sox go right on from that series, trailing the division. They get the Blue Jays. They get the Rangers, the Royals, the Orioles. Count them off. There's so many horrid teams this year. You know the Orioles are 41 games back at first?
I didn't even realize, no. I'm just looking at the tops, but... Jesus Christ.
This is the worst year for baseball I've ever seen. Up and down the American League, the teams are all horrific.
Yeah, I've literally only been paying attention to Yankees, the Astros, and the Red Sox. Like, I really haven't been looking at anything else, just because that's all that really matters.
We're some of the few in our group of people out there at Syracuse that we hang around that enjoys baseball. I'm always trying to get Obas into baseball, and he just completely blows it off. And the conversation keeps coming up. What's the issue? Is it the pace of play? Is it the lack of stars? Is it how many bad teams are this year?
Yeah, well, people are going to say, wow, that's very boring. We're going to be like, wow, this is like an intense matchup between the pitcher and the batter. And so that's where there's the disconnect. People just don't find it interesting at the most basic level, unless it's like a home run derby.
Did you see Rob Manfred? No, people don't even like the home run derby. I see people ripping it on Twitter as glorified batting practice.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the only thing that would draw someone in, like that or like a celebrity like softball game. Like,
they try that too.
Like, oh, Justin Bieber's on first base? Okay.
They put in Kirchin. He was the big event at the softball game this year. Rob Manfred was ripping Mike Trout like he was the problem with the game a week or two ago. Did you see that? He was saying that
I did.
Trout could be this international superstar if he really put in the time, he put in the effort, and he just kept going on and on about how Trout could be doing more to become the superstar that baseball needs. And we know that his star status doesn't meet his skill level. This could be one of the best baseball players we've ever seen when it's all said and done. And they did a notoriety score or something of that sort, like how likely you'd be to recognize someone walking down the street, and he got the same score as Kenneth Faried. So is does Manfred have a point? Is his lack of willingness to become a star, a personality in the game, the issue?
I feel like that's hilarious for anyone to recognize just because they're always talking about how much they don't want people to become lost in the limelight. But I did see someone else on Twitter say, like, he could walk into, like, a local restaurant and people would not know who he is. Like, in Anaheim, people would be like, who the fuck is that?
Well, yeah, they're looking at Trout, and you bring up a good point there. A guy like Javier Baez, or one of those eccentric players who always wants to showcase their personality, or Manny Machado back showing his fire back in the day, and Josh Donaldson and some of these other intense players, they get shut down. Remember Jose Bautista's big home run that everyone was going crazy about?
The bat flip?
Yeah, the bat flip. One of the best moments I've seen watching baseball in my life, and they were furious that he went crazy. Mookie Betts hit a game-winning grand slam and started going crazy up the sideline. He's probably going to get hit by a pitch next time.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who has like an A-Rod kind of flair walking around, they're immediately like, oh, this guy needs to calm down. But with Mike Trout, he's like the best player, so they're like, damn, I guess he should like start to like get more active in the community. Like,
and this
is strange.
This is what drives us crazy. People who want to see the game loved by more people. The fact that we recognize there's these ass-backward tendencies within the game that they can't get over, how long it takes pitchers to throw and how unwilling they are to change that. They're just slow to adapt to the obvious needs of the game. It's so easy, some of the fixes they need. Stop with the dumb unwritten rules. Get the pitchers throwing faster. All these little things would clean up the game so much.
Well, I don't know what it is, but they just need – I don't think it would be the game fixes. It would just be the marketing. You have to make people believe they're watching something that's interesting, and then they'll be like, oh, I guess it's interesting. I don't know what that is, but I know that it's just missing whatever it is, the steroids era they had in the late 90s. Like, they need to bring that back, whatever it is. We need to see people with Barry Bonds-sized heads. We need people clip with arms that like look like SpongeBob, the episode on the beach. Like, we need to see some juice heads taking over the game.
If we're not getting a pitch clock, I don't think we're getting that. That's Window Zay. I'm Bobby Manning, abbreviated Bobcast this week. We'll talk to you next week, Zay.
Ciao.
So that's where I got it from, Dave.
Bobcast.